Hi guys, welcome back to the Melanin Wave podcast. I'm your host Monica.
Remy.
And I'm Jane. Melanin do chini hakuna bleaching. Black is beautiful,
you're not teaching. Girls are thinking. Yeah, we are so glad to have you back. And we hope you're doing great like we are. Or rather, I'm doing okay.
Mm. Yes, we are doing great.
I mean it's been great. The sun has been shining the last few days.
Oh my god,
that is something.
I can't even notice my flowers have woken up. Like, you say they are dormant the whole winter.
They have been dead.
They're just dormant. Like, there are no new leaves, no nothing. Nothing is happening. They're still green.
The indoor plants.
Mm-hmm. They're green, but there's no new life coming out. Now, like, I have, I don't know how many new leaves and...
Leaves, I know.
Really?
They're resurrecting.
Yeah, we are out of the hole. Dark hole.
Today, I felt the heat of the sun and I was outside. I took my son to ski and... Since I don't have any skis, I stood there like a sponge. And it was quite cold, actually. I must say, it was like -8 degrees. But then I just stood like where he was skiing. It's like a field, right? And the sun was coming directly there. There was no wind. Like, there are trees all over that place. And then the sun is just like coming directly to where that place was. And it was actually warm. Like, I could feel the heat. And I'm like, guys, the summer is coming.
I know.
Spring is coming.
Spring is coming. And have you guys noticed the way time has gone so fast?
When?
In March.
It's a quarter of the year is soon over.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Life is moving so fast. I'm not understanding what is happening. But it's okay.
Sometimes I wonder why that happens. Like, you feel like life is going so fast. And for me, it's basically in my 30s, that's when I started feeling like, you know, a day just goes like that. A week has just gone. And I'm wondering, why is it so? Is it that you're so busy, or you have so many accomplishments? Like, there's so many things that you want to do, or you should be doing, or, you know, you're forward thinking, so to speak. Like, you have so many things, and every day that passes and you've not accomplished something, it's just like a reality check of, we are now having another day, and that's what it feels like. Time is moving so fast. Because
I think that's it.
Makes a lot of sense. It's just like tasks after task after task, and you're thinking of the tasks you've done, the ones you've not done, the ones you're about to do, and
the ones you wish you could do even.
True.
You know, like, and every time you don't do something, I started a new course, and started. Have I opened even the computer like this? Even like this. I started it last week, even like this. And now every day when I go to sleep, I'm thinking, you are so daft. Like, why haven't even you looked at the content? Like, like, I don't even know how much workload is there. I have no idea, but I've started. And I have till end of May to finish it. And now I think that agitation of, I have until end of May, the days just go by. Every time I don't do something, and this is just like a small, a micro thing in my life on the to-do list, you know? I don't know. Yeah.
Let me tell you, you will blink, Hivi. Ukian blink. It's going to be April.
Hey!
You will not have even read the instructions of what you're supposed to do. You continue postponing it.
I know myself. Guys.
You just continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't worry, me, I relate, because even me of late, I've not been opening my school email.
Mm-hmm. I don't, it doesn't exist.
I'm in school, but do you know, even, was it a few weeks ago, I opened my school email, and I found they had sent us an email, and I was like, what is this? Me, I'm registered for this semester, and last semester also, I was registered. So I emailed them back, and I was like, why did I receive this email? And I'm pretty sure I have registered. They were like, okay, it must be a mistake, so send us the receipts of the way of your student union fee and something. I was like, I don't remember paying anything. So I sent them an email. I was like, I don't think I paid anything. They were like, yeah, okay, so you have not been registered this semester. And even when we look at our records, last semester also, you are not registered.
Guys.
Yes. Yeah. So me, I've been in school, yet...
You're not registered. You're
in school here. A present in your mind, absent. You're in school.
In my mind, I'm in school.
Oh,
and the funny thing is, I did a few courses last semester and I got my credits. You tell me, see me, I'm in school.
Yeah.
Hey.
My God, that is craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's procrastinating. But
yeah, I was just going to say about that. Where make procrastination will be the end of me. Oh, my God.
Me too. Me too.
I love procrastinating. I'm actually a procrastinator. Why? However, however, when it's time to go say go, you wouldn't imagine. Of course, and I feel like I don't give anything my best because, like, when I think of my thesis, like, I didn't give it 110% because I was now on the go mode, you know? I need to finish this thing. Like, now it's the deadline. It's now or never. You know? Like, yeah. And I feel procrastinating somehow takes me 10 steps back because then I don't give it everything. You know, you apply for a job, like, the day of the deadline. Me. And then later on, you're reading and you're thinking, who wrote this? You know, like, and it's something that you knew that you wanted to apply for, but you just took your sweet time and then... You do it the last day, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible. We are procrastinators.
There's someone who had sent me a link about procrastination, but I don't want to say anything now, I remember, but I think I'll have to read it again and then they come back with now the proper information. But there's a psychology behind it, like some sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say trauma, but something that... it's not something. It's something you need to heal from.
You remember how you are procrastinator?
Hi, Monica. The same way
you are.
Like Jade, I have coursework, assignments, deadlines. But me in my head, see, I'm going to do them. See, I'll do them today. Tomorrow I'll wake up early. I'll read that article. Let me just take a nap now. And then...
you and your naps. They're too much.
I
thought I loved sleeping, but yours is pro max.
Nothing.
But I
life.
Also read it was a TED talk actually that they were talking about procrastination. And they were saying that procrastinators are actually perfectionists. Yeah.
I believe that.
That was a TED talk. And the thing about you not getting yourself into doing it is because you have all this perfect idea of how it should go and how it should be. Now you're feeling like the pressure of starting, like, yeah, I'm not yet there. But then I think the procrastinating then is your downfall at the end of the day because you will do it eventually if you ever do it. Okay, if you don't do it, then there are repercussions to it. But then if you ever do it, then it's always... done in a half, you know, like haphazardly. It doesn't reflect the perfectionism.
True.
That's
very true.
Yeah,
that is very true. So now let me tell you guys, so see, these people have told me I did not pay, and then the guys, they were supposed to close down my school email. And the person I was talking to gave me until the end of February. So this was in the beginning of February.
Akimoni know.
So your guardian,
don't even want to hear this story.
She has been given all the instructions of how to pay. Do you know I remembered on 27th, a few minutes to midnight.
Are you serious?
So that it clocks 28th, that I had not paid. I had to wake up and pay and send those screenshots of the receipts and all that shit.
My word.
Can you imagine? And I had 4 weeks of paying, which I did not. I waited until a few minutes to midnight.
Who are those people who complain that I don't remember things again? Again? Nekinanani, how?
I shocked myself, you
but
guys.
Monica, did you forget totally or were you pushing it? Like, was it in your mind?
I was pushing it.
You were pushing
See,
it.
See, I had until 28th of February. Hey, 4 weeks, Remy. 4 weeks.
But now, and in the whole of February, was it in your mind, but you're saying after
It was
tomorrow,
in my mind all the time.
After
yeah,
work.
It was.
Okay.
It was, but I never got to do it until the last minute. Yeah. You should have seen me. I was just shaking. Yeah.
Where?
Procrastinator Pro Max.
I tell you.
Where?
Yeah. Procrastinators, no. Hey, above and beyond, you procrastinators. Today we are not talking about procrastination. I wish we were.
But I think we should be somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll study more about it and bring it to the podcast now that we're all procrastinators.
And what we've learned from, and I think procrastination also comes with a level of laziness. But anyway, that's my opinion. And
I have to make a
Apana, me, I'm not learning anything from procrastinating. Me, I'm just vibing. I'm here to learn.
Well, today we are talking about, we are adding on to the series about the things that we are unlearning. And today's topic is about boundaries and assertiveness. So, yeah, it's very hard for us. Again, it's all about our background, growing up, setting boundaries, being assertive. I mean, I can speak for myself. I don't know about the two of you. But, yeah, this is something that we felt like it would be important to talk about, like how to set boundaries without seeming selfish and how to be assertive without seeming rude. Yeah. Ready.
Don't even
Would you
think,
want to?
Yeah, I wanted to say, like, it's how, yeah, the way you said how to set boundaries out without seeming selfish, I think it's also more of not feeling, because it might look outwardly to someone, you can't control how someone else takes it. But it's also more about how you are feeling about putting that boundary, or how you're feeling about yourself when you're assertive. So this topic came up a few weeks ago, and I think I remembered I touched on it at the beginning of one of our episodes. I don't remember which episode it was, but anyway, I can give a recap. So at work, I've got tired of answering the question, where are you from and how long you have lived in Finland, and the million other questions that follow after that. And it became worse now when I changed workplaces, and in this new workplace I get like new clients every 5 minutes, literally. So I have to answer that question like a million and one times in the day. So one day it just got too much and I was almost like overwhelmed, and I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. But it was so difficult. You know, with each patient, I was like, okay, no, I'm not going to answer. And then I find myself answering because I was feeling like I'm being rude. I don't know how they'll take it. I guess, gee, what, where, when? And I couldn't understand why. Why was I feeling like that? Why was it so difficult to just say, no, I don't talk about myself, or, you know. And then, yeah, so you guys gave me something to, what to say. You told me to say, or what did we come up with? We came up with, I should just say, I don't want to talk about myself, full stop. So that shouldn't. Okay, of course, someone can still question why, but it makes it very clear. I'm not explaining too much. I'm just literally putting a boundary to, yeah, that kind of information about myself I'm not willing to share. So now, hey, see, actually, after that day we spoke on the podcast recording, episode recording, the next day I decided I'm not, like, I'm implementing it right away, because if I keep pushing it, I'll never get to that nini. So I go to work, and this story, actually, I've been wanting to tell you guys, but I'm like, I can't, I have to say it during the recording so that it's fresh. So day one, I get to work, and of course, when the client started coming in, I was sweating. Like, I was nervous. I don't even know. Oh my God. I was so nervous, and I'm thinking, okay, now which one is going to ask me first? What am I going to say? Then I was replaying it in my head in Finnish, in Swedish, like how I'll say it. Aki, do you know that day, I think only one person asked me, maximum maybe two. And I'm thinking, what just happened? Like, of all days, when I'm armed. So, of course, when the first client, now the first person now who asked me and I had to say it, Aki, I was sweating. Jesus. Oh, my God. It was so, it felt so foreign to my mouth to put such a boundary. It felt like I'm being rude. It felt, I don't even know what I can say, but I was so happy and proud of myself that I actually said it. And the, what even now surprised me more is the reaction of this person. They were like, I don't know, what did they say? Oh, okay, I'm sorry, or something. Yeah, but anyway. So it started from then, and I've not looked back. So now the interesting thing is, so I came to learn that, yeah, that was a boundary, and was having difficulty setting that boundary. Yeah, and that's how we came now to talk about this episode.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing is this, there are quite interesting responses I've been getting from people. Some have the audacity to question why? Like, I'm just asking where you're coming from. Like, is it such a big, you need to say? And I'm like, yeah, I don't talk about it. And they're like, okay. Yeah, that's one group. The other group actually realize, oh, this can actually be an offensive, or I'm crossing, I'm now
a boundary.
A boundary, or being too much. Yeah. One person actually told me the other day, oh, I'm so sorry, I let my curiosity, like, I don't know how to translate, like, to overtake his politeness. Like, he forgot about being polite. He let his curiosity in, and he was really apologetic about it. I'm like, wow. Yeah, but with time, it's feeling more and more natural. Like, it comes out more and more naturally, and I'm not even thinking about it. Like, it's just a relieving feeling. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Remy. But would you still tell someone where you're from?
I would. I guess now it depends on the context.
No, like, for example, that man who apologized, like, did you end up telling
I didn't end up telling him. Okay. No.
I'm just asking. Because also for me, I get tired of, you know, the same thing, but sometimes, depending with a person's vibe, I will answer. I don't have a problem answering it. I just have a problem getting, like, it's okay, you can ask me where I'm from, but then don't ask me questions after that. Where are you from? I tell you where I'm from. Yeah. But then now don't start asking me follow-up questions as if I am interviewing for a job, you know? Like, that I'm not cool with.
Yeah.
But also sometimes when someone asks me where I'm from, I'm like, either I ignore or I tell them, I don't feel like answering. You know, but sometimes I answer depending on the person's vibe. Yeah. I do answer.
There are some people now who start with, oh, have you lived long in Finland? So I just say, yeah, quite long. And then now, if they now come up with now a follow-up question, like, you know, where did you move from? Then I just say, yeah, I don't talk about it.
And then also, sometimes also it depends on with your mood. Sometimes you can be
you know,
like, but right now I'm just telling myself, like, if I feel like if I start answering I'll slip back. That's why I'm so adamant. Like, no one is getting an answer. But yeah, okay. To answer your question, yeah, it doesn't mean I'll never answer anyone, but it's also nice to feel comfortable in putting that boundary.
And I think when you talk about putting boundaries, I feel like for us, or for me at least, growing up, yes was not an answer. No was not an answer. I don't care was not an answer. You know, like, you had to explain yourself. Yes, because of la 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 la. No, because of, you know, like, would you want some tea? You would say, no, because I'm full. You know, like, no is not a complete sentence. And and that's something that I am learning now. Like, I can just say no and leave it at that, you know, or say yes and just leave it at that. Or say, okay. And that's a full, complete answer. And it's not rude because I don't owe anyone an explanation. And then I think if somebody wants a why, I could just say, because I said no.
Yeah.
You know, and that is not, because I feel like for Finns, they've, and that's something I'm learning also from the Finnish culture. Like, they say no. They say no. Like,
the Finns say no with such ease. Oh my God.
Like, you know, they just say no and they don't need to explain themselves. They don't need anything. You know, somebody comes to your house, they knock your door, and then you tell them, come in, they tell you no. And you're thinking, Allah, I thought we are friends. You know, like, and they're not continuing.
Why are you being so rude?
You know, they're not continuing the sentence as to why they're not coming in. But no, it's not time to come in. Like, you know, no, I'm not coming in. And you respect that no. Same way, if you tell them to come in, like, and they said yes, you would equally respect that decision, you know. So I'm so learning to say no, and I think yes is very easy to say, but no, I always feel like no is so negative and it's so rude, and it's so, you need to explain yourself so that you don't sound like a negative person
and rude and I don't know
what.
And it comes also
is a complete
with the sorry, it also comes with those little lies, because now you have to say no and explain why, and then you have to make it sound so grand so at least no is accepted.
Yeah, and they're not little lies actually. At the end of the day, you see, you'll hear somebody telling you something, a story of Kakabu Nwasi and whoever, you know, like, yeah, see, we'll go to this and this and this. Ah, you know, I can't come because I'll be going CG for what. And then you'll meet with them in the shop. They haven't gone to that other town that or the other country they were saying they're going to. You know, like, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Monica is looking at us like she can't relate.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. For me, it's so easy to say no. Like, it's, Monica, Do you want to go hapa inje? No. It's difficult for me to even say yes. You know? Because I'm thinking, if I have made my decision, like, why are you trying to ask me why did I say no? Or why did I said no. It's a complete sentence. I don't need to, I don't even owe you an explanation. That is just it.
And you don't feel like you're being rude, or you don't feel like,
no, because how you receive it is none of my business. You know, like, you should, at the end of the day, you learn to respect other people's, you know, decisions. So, and I hate feeling like someone is forcing me to do something that I'm not cool with. You know, I don't like doing things shingo pande.
Yeah.
So I'd rather say no than give you something that is not fully me. Because when I say yes, then it comes from the heart. You know, like, I really want to do whatever it is that you're asking me to do, and I'm in 100%. But then if I start saying, I don't know, it means I'm not in.
Yeah.
100%.
Have you? And I have.
Yeah, just
no, it's okay, Remy.
Okay. Have you got feedback from people, or do you find people finding you rude or telling you
now,
Monica?
The shocking thing is, when I came to Finland as a fully grown up adult, as a fully grown adult is when I started receiving those feedbacks. Like, oh, this chick is rude. Oh, this chick, how can she speak her mind? Oh, this chick, A, B, C, D. And I'm thinking, Allah, Connie, you want to tell me where I come from? People have been lying to me my entire life about what is happening.
Do you know, get I just felt like people from Kenyans or non-Kenyans?
Yes, Kenyans.
Yeah.
Kenyans.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I get it from Kenyans. And I had a very hard time dealing with it. Because I could not understand, because where I come from, nobody gives a shit. Or rather, I don't know, maybe they used to lie to me, or maybe, I don't know. But everybody, like, I don't know. I don't know where I learned it from, but I know, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. So, it's been, it was difficult to deal with it. You tell someone no, they take it in a bad way, or someone asks you something, you give them your honest opinion, they don't like it, so you end up being the bad person. It was very difficult for me in the beginning, but at this point in my life, I don't think I could give two shits. You ask me something, I give you my honest opinion. If you don't like it, that's a you problem. The same way, if I ask for your opinion and you told me A, B, C, D, who said I have to like the feedback that you give me? I don't. You know, but I have to accept it because it is the feedback that I got. So at this particular point, I'm not responsible for however you take it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to
teach us your ways,
that. Yeah, and I'm trying to think in Finland, the reason why you would be getting that much feedback of being rude is because we have, or we've had, such a small community for a long time, like community of Kenyans, and for the longest time you want to belong, and for you to belong you have to really belong. Like, if people are going to do this, then you have to follow up and say there's a party somewhere and you really don't want to go. You either go with the white lies, or you just can't say no. Like, the no will not be accepted. Then you're not part of the community, so to speak. So, yeah, I think it's very commendable for you that you have been able to stand your ground, like, all through the time you've been here in Finland. Like, really, I mean, some of us are just unlearning that. What about assertiveness? What do you guys think about assertiveness, being assertive? Do you find it difficult?
See, they go hand in hand, Jane.
Yeah, I think they go hand in hand.
They go like, you have to be very assertive with...
True.
Listen, like, for example, I think there's someone I told before they add me in any WhatsApp group, they should think very hard. And they should text me or call me to ask me whether they should add me in that WhatsApp group. And I was not shitting, by the way. I was not joking. Because me, you will add me in a WhatsApp group and I will left. Or if I will not left, I will be there and I won't comment. I won't do any of that. You get? And that was before now WhatsApp had this thing of doing that thing that it does nowadays, where you can put the settings and you get a request of whether you want to join a group or not. That was before that.
Is something like that?
Jean does not know these things. Shall we educate you again? Anyway, Monica, we'll start asking now for payment. We can't be educating people for free.
You, Kwanzaa, I will send you a bill, Remy.
Are you saying that I'm talking rudely? But you see, they have become a good student. I'm now a master.
Very good, Remy. It's commendable.
Jane, okay, so
Jane, don't
worry.
We shall
there's
teach you.
There's a setting
you
that people cannot add you of your in any WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
So once they add you, you get a notification that so-and-so wants to add you to this group. So either you accept or decline.
Or you ignore it.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, such things, and you find when you, I have found it to be, you know, there are those people who are like they don't realize something until you let them know. So I have found it when you just tell someone clearly, like you're being assertive on your boundaries or whatever, or how you want things to be. Mm-hmm. Like some people will be like, oh, okay, I had never thought of that. That's very interesting. And they take it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we have different, everyone has their own characteristics and all that. Some people take it to be rude. Some people think you're crazy. But I found that majority of the people find it to be, you tell them something that they had not thought of and they take it in a positive way.
Mm.
So I think being assertive goes hand in hand, Jane.
Yeah, because for me, there's a very thin line, or maybe I've not yet discovered like that line, where to toe the line of somebody being rude, somebody being assertive, you know, like where do you draw that line? Because I don't know. Sometimes I feel like people are just being rude. You know, bitches. Mm. All in the name of being assertive, you know, like.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's very hard for me to find that line. And that's something that I would. Yeah. What is rudeness to you? What is somebody being rude? How would somebody come off as rude?
That's what I'm telling you. It depends. It depends with the whole context of whatever is happening. You will know someone who's assertive and someone who's rude. There are some people who are just downright rude.
Okay, case scenario. Let's go back to somebody has asked Remy, like, where are you from? And this is something that's irritating you. So what would be being rude in that case? What would be rudeness? As opposed to being assertive and setting the boundary, like being assertive in the sense that I don't want to talk about myself, full stop. You know, what is the opposite of that? Like, how would you answer somebody in a rude way, Remy?
In a rude way? Trying to think.
It's none of your business?
Yeah, I think that sounds...
But it's still none of their business.
Yeah, it is none of their business, but then you see the way, like,
the choice of
words.
You can
rephrase that. Mm. Yeah, choice of words. You can rephrase how you're going to tell them it's none of your business. You get. So I think that's what I'm saying. It all depends on how it's laid down. And sometimes you can be rude without even realizing you're rude. You're being rude. You know, you are being assertive, but the way something comes out, it's going to come out as rude. And then you will see the person's reaction and maybe immediately it will be like, oh shit, that came out wrong.
Mm.
You know, and then now you try to rephrase whatever it is that you said.
Mm.
And so, honestly, sometimes I just think we are usually rude without, when it comes to such things, without knowing. You know, like yeah, like in such a case.
I'm also with Jane. I find it very difficult, like, to know or, like, to differentiate for myself, like, being rude and being assertive. Like, I feel like they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So I'd rather not be assertive so that I don't come out as rude. And I've realized also, I don't know if I was telling you guys this, I use a lot of emojis in my texts. Especially maybe when you want to say something, I don't know. Yeah, be assertive in a statement.
Yeah.
But then at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is what I want to say, but I don't to come out as rude. So let me add a smiley happer at the end, you know, to melt down
middle
the whole
finger
thing.
And a smiley. A middle finger and a smiley.
You see? Plus minus, then we are neutral. And I'm wondering, why can't I just write it as it is, you know? No, I don't want to go tomorrow, or no, let's do this, or whatever it is. And omit the smiley and feel okay with it.
Wow, you guys.
I know. I can't. Monica, I must admit, I noticed you are very assertive.
Am I?
You are. And I admire that, you know? Like, without chills, you say what's on your mind and yeah.
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 Let me tell you guys something. I have a cousin of mine. People find him so rude because he's so assertive with what he wants. Like, and even my other cousins, they're like, you know, let's call him
John.
John, but it's not you, John. I have a cousin called John, and it is. It's not you, John. It's
another. The only cousin I know of yours is John.
It's okay. Well, John, it's not you, but we'll use John as an example. So John, like people say, oh, you know, John is so damn rude. Me at I don't know how you and him get along. I'm like, this guy is not rude. He's just telling you what you're not used to hearing. You know, if you tell him to do something, Aki, you should even see our texts. Sometimes I send him something and he's like, stop texting me. I'm sleeping. And I'm like, so you just answer. He's like, no, I will answer you when I am done with whatever it is I am doing. Like, he's very, and most people don't like it. But me, I love it because I'm thinking, why should we be texting each other because we are related that now we are supposed to pretend and not try to hurt each other's feelings? Like, there's no point. You get? Yeah.
I don't know. Me sometimes I even cringe when I hear some people talking. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong or it's anything. Like being straightforward, but then at the end of the day, you're just hurting another person's feelings. Like that is not assertion. That is not being rude. That's just being mean. That is just being. I don't know. You'll hear people. I want to say sasa kama nani, because I know we know those kind of people. Like they are straightforward, so to speak. They say it as it is. They don't sweep things under the rug. And I'm like, some things should be left unsaid. You don't need to say them. Because it's there, it's a fact, it's this and that.
For sure.
Or, you know, if I come to your house, we are always fighting, so I'm not going to come. I mean, why would you want to open your mouth and say that? You know, you might as well just say, no, I'm not coming, full stop.
Yeah.
What did I want to ask you, Jane? Yeah. So, if someone says something and you find it rude, and let's say like now we are having a conversation or we are live and I say something that you find rude, would you be like, that's not cool? Would you tell me that's not cool? Or would you let me know, whatever you said is not nice? Would you have the courage to tell someone that?
I would, but then now I would jump from the assertion to aggression. That's the thing. Like, I would immediately jump to being aggressive. Like, what the hell? Who do you think you are? Like, you're telling me such a thing. Like, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Or I will completely ignore you. Like, you don't exist. And whatever it is that you're saying, I will make sure that you can see that you mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
And that is being rude, and that is being aggressive. That is because I've also fought a lot with the aggression. I always feel like it's very difficult to, and especially in some situations, you know, when somebody is just being, they're coming off as aggressive, I always feel like I want to back, you know, like back at them, like to react. And I'm teaching myself that. First of all, the reason why I started teaching myself about being assertive and not raising my voice at any point whatsoever, especially when I'm angry, I don't raise my voice, but then I become a bitch, which is plus minus, you know. I'll just tell you, yeah, go and do something nice to yourself or something like that. Yeah, anyway.
Just me, Ogden. We'll mark it explicit as always.
You know, the reason why I stopped doing that is the day I realized that African women are branded as aggressive.
Aggressive, yes. Okay. Very.
So if I'm angry, like I am really, really frustrated, and then I say something in a very assertive manner, then it's termed as being aggressive, you know? I once had an issue with a place where my son used to be taken care of. They called me from work because my son had a tantrum and they couldn't control him. And I had to go from in the middle of a work day to go and pick him because they couldn't control this tantrum, right? So I'm like, okay, fine, I'm coming. I hang up the phone and then I'm thinking, hold up. Like, he's having a tantrum and I have to go and pick him. Like, what is that all about? So what about tomorrow and the next day? Like, will they be calling me every day? He has a tantrum. So I call them back. And I kid you not, it was not even 5 minutes later. I call them back and I'm like, where is my son? Can I talk to him? They're like, no, he's playing. So I'm like, excuse you? He's playing. And they're like,
but he had a tantrum.
And then I'm like, yeah, I thought he had a tantrum and I needed to come and pick him. And then they go like, yeah, but he calmed down. Like, we talked to him and he calmed down. So I'm like, okay, so do I still need to come and pick him? They're like, yes. So basically, the thing was, we were very new in this place. So it was just a question of, I guess, testing the waters. I don't know, maybe. So I went to pick up. I told them, okay, fine, I'm coming. I went to pick up my son and I was like, what is this all about? Like, with a very, very calm tone, like, I did not raise my voice and I can be loud if I want to be. So I did not raise my voice at any point whatsoever. I was like, I don't get what the point is. And she just went on and on because, yeah, you know, when he's having such a tantrum, then it's a danger to other children. I was like, okay, so listen here. Next time he has a tantrum like that, don't call me. Call the police or the social workers to come and get him because you can't control him. Okay? Don't call him. I'll go and get him from the police station or from wherever. Then he was like, she told me, why are you so angry? And I told her, listen here, you have not seen me angry. So stop. Don't you dare brand me as angry. You know, like, immediately, like, she just put me in that level of I am angry, you know, and I'm thinking, no, I'm not yet angry. I am very disappointed that I am here, but I'm not angry. I am not yet angry, you know, and I felt so bad that even with trying to remain calm, trying to humiliate, like, not allow myself to tell her actually what I think about all that bull crap and leave that boy there and go home and then come back and get him when it's time to go and get him, you know, I was still branded as aggressive,
angry.
Where does that come from, that branding of black women?
Now let me tell you guys, but we also brand each other. Let me be the devil's advocate. We also brand each other. Like, when Jane does something, oh, this chick, she's crazy, she's always angry. We are the pros of branding each other. So let's stop even blaming this on other ethnicities. You know, we do it to each other. So why wouldn't other people not do it to us?
And I think also the media has showed us, like, every African American movie, the black woman is angry. The black woman is not happy. Yeah. Are loud.
Do you know, do you even know what sucks is the African men agreeing with all that shit? You know, the African woman is less than the African woman is this, the African woman is that. If you think in a certain way that they don't agree with, oh, she's been colonized too much, she's ABCD, she's following what the white women are doing or what other women from other ethnicities are doing. So
like, there's no stereotype shit. There's no perfect stereotype for an African woman. Like, there's how can I say, there's nothing, there's no positive stereotype for an African woman.
None at all.
Yeah.
True.
That's interesting.
It's disgusting. It's very disgusting.
And do you think that's why we we put ourselves, to some extent, we make ourselves less so that we can create that good stereotype. You know, we want to make our men feel like they're babies so that we can get that positive stereotype. Like, we know how to take care of our husbands. We know how to
take care of our families. Good feedback. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Wait, I'm tired.
Makes sense. I know.
Yeah. What were we talking about again before we become aggressive?
I know. I wanted to I say know. Something. You see the way, like, now, me and Eugene, when the same was up, when we are not comfortable in making boundaries or creating boundaries, if we are not comfortable in being assertive, I think that also makes us even more, like, not be able to accept someone else's assertiveness and accept their boundaries. You know, like Monica comes and tells me I don't eat this. And I'm like, why? You know, because she has really put a boundary and I can't take it. And she's so clear about it. She's not putting any emojis. She's just like, yeah, I don't eat this. And I'm like, hey, why are you being so rude? You know? And now if I start talking, okay, Monica, she's so rude. She's coming here and telling us. So I think it also takes us to learn ourselves.
Yeah.
To put the boundary, to be assertive. And then we don't have to feel like others, because we know what it means or what it is, what they are doing. We understand it.
True. And you think that setting boundaries in a way, again, for you and me, Remy, is almost like a sign of being selfish. Like, you're not thinking of
not
other
at
people.
All.
It does.
Yeah, not
it
at all
feels,
for you, but it feels like that.
It feels
it does. To you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does feel like being so
like
selfish.
Yeah.
But then I find that to be, it's like people pleasing.
It is.
It is. It is people pleasing, and there is a, I think, a root cause to that. And
is it that you don't want to be branded as being bad? Like, I don't get it.
To some extent, I feel like, I don't know. And it's to many families where to be a good child, you needed to do certain things so that you're a good child. You needed to perform. You needed to...
The love was conditional.
Exactly. Exactly. The love was in condition. That's the thing. And you learn that very quick. And that becomes part of your lifestyle, that you need to fulfill some conditions for you to be loved.
Or to receive attention, or to
exactly.
be seen. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the people pleasing comes in. Like, yeah. When somebody tells you, like, can we meet at 11 p.m., you just can't say no. You either lie or... You go like, okay, fine, I'll be there, and then you don't show up.
Yeah, okay.
And I guess it's that fear of like, yeah, if I say no, this person will now not like me,
think
or will
me.
Not think we are friends, or I don't know, will think of me, I don't know how.
Or maybe they'll never invite me to another event.
For more in Nankio. Okay, there are things we are, things we need to heal from.
Yeah, and I know even at work, like before I got my son, I used to be those people who would change the shift with anyone at any time. You know, like I was there to run to guy, like, you know, Moni would come and tell me like, do you want to change? You come for evening, I come for morning. I'm like, okay. And then Remy comes and tells me that the same day, like, will you come for morning? I come for evening. Okay. And then somebody else will come and tell me. You at the end of the day, it's like, I don't have a life. And I had things to do. It's not like I didn't have a life. I had things to do. I had places to go. I like, my TV was waiting for me. And I just couldn't say no. I couldn't put those boundaries. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. Yeah.
And you couldn't have said no, because you also, you feel you have to explain the no, and then you'll just say,
yeah,
I want to watch TV. It feels like it's not a no reason, but it is a valid reason.
Has a pin ever told you? Has a pin ever told you? No. Or they tell you, they're not even saying no. They go like, you know, you're thinking of a time you're going to meet. Like, so we meet on this day. Yeah, what time? And then you suggest 3 o'clock. No, Oprah Winfrey is coming at that time. And you're like, you mean that TV program is more important than me? you know, like, what is your problem? Or I have sauna. I'm like, yeah, you'll still have sauna next week and the next day, and you can still have sauna later on, earlier on. Like, but for them, they put their priorities, and their first priority is me.
Yes, exactly.
I am my first priority, and that's the way it should be. And I don't know. Yeah.
We are learning.
Yeah.
It's just the way we're learning.
Small. You will reach to where you want to be. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd also like to improve on a few things, but, you know.
Be more assertive than you are.
Be more assertive.
You'll die.
Yes. Nah, you won't. But to me, so many people find me rude. Like, you guys, you can't even believe it. So many people find me rude. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
I guess you know you're being true to yourself, so you don't need
to yourself. Yeah.
But do you know what I usually appreciate? Yeah. I usually appreciate if someone tells me, "Hey, I think if I say something and someone tells me, like, why would you say that? This is how I took it." I appreciate that, because, like I said, sometimes you say something in your head, it sounds very good, but then when you say it out loud, it's just outright rude. So I tend to appreciate the guys who tell me, okay, I didn't like ABCD, or the way you phrased your words were not nice. Then in that way, I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I get that with my mom a lot. Like, sometimes she tells me something and I tell her this, and she's like, what was that? So in that way, you also get to learn.
Remy, many, many years ago, we were in a place, and somebody came and said something like, I don't fancy Makara anymore. And we were like, the audacity.
Anasikia ye ni nani? Why are they feeling sweet like that?
Fast forwarded. We are talking now, probably, that was like a good probably 12 years ago. Today, if somebody came and told you something like that, would you take it the same way? Would you shake your head?
No, I wouldn't. Or
would
and
you
go
appreciate
bitch about it,
like,
with my girlfriends? No.
Yeah. Or would you go like, okay, yeah, they don't fancy it anymore? Or should she have said, no, I don't want?
Well, maybe, yeah, there's also the aspect of how it was said, you know, with some maringo. I don't know.
Maybe they were just feeling themselves at that particular point. Yeah. You guys, come on.
And
you know, you know, sometimes you can say something and you're just feeling yourself, you know, and not even in a bad way.
No, the thing is, I can actually relate, like, right now. For example, me and Tony Kala. You know, the tuna fish. Like, I get chills. I just go back. Oh, God, no.
Even me, I don't eat that.
But I thought, Jin, you always liked tuna.
No.
You've never liked tuna?
I used to like tuna.
You used to like tuna. I don't know why, because we didn't have anything else to eat.
No, me, I don't even eat those tuna pizzas.
For those guys who order tuna pizza, yeah.
Ugh, I know.
Ew.
I know them.
Not me.
Me, I can't stand it. And then it just is like choke. Anyway, now, that's the thing. Like, I used to like it. I overdid it. And maybe I even liked it because of circumstances, like it was the cheapest product we could buy at that time. And now I can't stand it. Like, I just can't. So would it be rude for me to say I don't fancy tuna anymore?
That's how is that rude?
No, it's not rude.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm saying then, the attitude that was used... I don't know.
No, but me, do you know what I think the problem with us human beings is? Mm-hmm. We try to overthink some of these things.
Overanalyze, you know,
sometimes
it.
Jane says something, and then somebody else is like, "Ay, Kwani, this chick, who does she think she is?" And me, I look at it, I'm like, ah, see, she's just feeling herself at the moment. Kwani, whatever, you know, like,
brother, I feel a big like deal. With this particular person, we took it like that because probably it wasn't just that one comment. Maybe it was a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this was just like a of everything.
So are you guys, that is where you ignore. Like we said, there are some things that there's, you know, there's when you talk, you know, you give a reply to something and there are things you just ignore. You just ignore and you let them be. You know, let them have their moment, they feel themselves, and don't even think about it after that. So if they bring this thing up again, now you're like, ah, okay, she meant what she said.
You know, but then like, I'm wondering, was that being rude? Because, like, you know, I get if you go, like, if I went somewhere and these people have prepared the tuna for me, it's not like I'm allergic to tuna or something. It's either I say, no thanks, like, I don't want to eat, or... I don't want it, or then I eat it respectfully and I don't say anything. But then if I go ahead and start saying, you have prepared this for me, and then I go like, I don't fancy tuna anymore because of, it reminds me of the days that I was broke. Because that's exactly what it is. That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Bad memories.
Cassie, maybe she wants to feel like a bad bee.
And I think that's what Monica was saying. Like the rudeness and the assertiveness, it's also like the choice of words. You know, you can just say, no, thank you, I don't eat tuna, you know, anymore. Or, yeah, we don't even have to explain.
Or
why.
I don't eat it. Or, full stop.
Yeah. Or then you in another way you can say, ew, you people are eating tuna, oh my god, you know, and you know that's being really rude, you know, like how can you make tuna, you know, you don't have to go all that way, just say, yeah. So I guess, yeah, that's where now the line comes in,
you draw the yeah
interesting stuff. Hey, parting shots, so do you have any
any parting shot?
Well, we continue in this learning journey. Well, yeah, I think I've started mine. But yeah, I'm really trying to learn to put boundaries, you know, like when someone asks something and trying to tell myself like, it is okay. You know, I can't just say no. I don't need any explanation. Yeah, I can just say. Especially like when Jane, you say the no is usually the most difficult.
I think what I'd like to tell you guys is, in this your learning journey, we're all learning. I'm also learning things and unlearning many things about this assertiveness and setting boundaries and all that. But what I'll tell the both of you is, most people are not going to like it. People will say you have changed, but you know what you're doing. Continue, you know, it's your journey. You're doing it alone. So just continue being you and continue learning. You know what you're gaining from it. But trust me, 99% of the people will not like it. Not at all. Yeah.
And especially that you've changed for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, you will change. People will say you have changed. You. And when you ask them how, they'll be like, I don't know. There's just something.
A thing.
You know.
Yeah.
So brace yourselves.
I think for me, the part in short is setting boundaries is very liberating. Like, it gives you a sense of power. And it's setting boundaries with the smallest of things, you know, like the tiniest of things that irritate you, or they make you feel like this person is overstepping. Like, if you come out of that and learning, when you're learning something new, you set a boundary. As it could be as small as anything. Don't call me past 9 p.m. you know, or I will put my phone on silent from 9 p.m. You call until the cows come home, but I'm not going to answer my phone. It gives you, it is so liberating. I think that is my experience. Like, with the small boundaries that I keep on setting day after day, it's really, really liberating. So, yeah, if you're in this journey with us, with me and Remy, yeah, it's liberating. That's all I can say.
True.
That's my parting shot.
100%.
So, interact with us, ladies and gentlemen. Today I've said ladies and gentlemen, not boys and girls.
Again. Again. Do you have a paper there you're holding, like, to remind you?
Right. You wait. Goja. I have been practicing.
See, she's on a journey.
I'm on a journey. Follow us on our platforms at Melanin Wave Podcast.
Yes,
on
girl.
Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, and then our Instagram and Facebook, they're the same thing, actually. Like, we post on both.
Yes.
Yeah, so follow us. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Comment, send us your comments. Tell us about your journey on this setting boundaries, being assertive.
For sure.
Tell us what you think about it. Yeah, interact with us. Yeah.
And any topic ideas that you might have, send them our way. If you'd like to do a collaboration with us, DM us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to sponsor us, we good. You can sponsor us. Send us a DM. And you can also send us an email, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
At with melanin at gmail.com.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. All righty then. Have a good one.
Next week.
Black is beautiful, you're not teaching. Girls are thinking.